الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسانه أما بعد فقال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون وقال تعالى قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الجميع تزيد على صلاته في بيته وصلاته في سوقه 25 درجة فإن أحدكم إذا توضأ فأحسن وأتى المسجد لا يريد إلا الصلاة لم يخط خطوة إلا رفعه الله بها درجة وحط عنه خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد وإذا دخل المسجد كان في الصلاة ما كان تحبسه خرجه مسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين Respected elders and brothers, We firstly praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this ni'mah of Islam. Allah ta'ala has made us all Muslims without our own choice. He has made us, most of us are born Muslims. We thank Allah ta'ala for this favor. And we thank Allah ta'ala for giving us all the tawfiq of coming to the masjid, of coming for the Jum'ah Salah with afiyah, with good health, with salamah. We thank Allah ta'ala for this favor. We know many of our Muslim brothers around the world, many of them may have been able to perform Jum'ah Salah last week, but this week they are unable to perform Jum'ah Salah. Many of their houses were bombed, many masajid were bombed, many people were injured. So we thank Allah ta'ala, it is only His tawfiq, it is only His kindness that He has granted us the ability to make it to the masjid. He has granted us the ability to come for Salah and to attend the Jum'ah Salah. Respected elders and beloved brothers, most of us are living in this very busy, very sophisticated and very fast-forward lifestyle. We wake up in the morning, we go to work, we go to attain our livelihood. Some of us may be laborers, some of us may be professionals, and we spend our time from morning till evening trying to attain our livelihood. Then at evening we go home, we are exhausted, we are tired, we have other responsibilities. We have to see to our family members, we have to see to other responsibilities and commitments at home. And like this, the cycle continues. We start our day each day, each morning, going to work, we return home. And at times, we sometimes forget and we sometimes overlook the purpose of our living. We overlook the reason why we do things. And many a times, we are doing good things. We are coming for salah, we are giving out charity, but we don't realize and we don't think, why am I doing this? We don't realize I am going to work, why am I going to work at morning? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, Allah ta'ala who is our nourisher, Allah ta'ala who knows us more than we know ourselves, He has taken this into account and He has daily set up reminders and invitations for us. He has set up reminders for us that this is your purpose in life. Your purpose is not just to eat, your purpose is not just to work. You have a deeper purpose in this world. So from morning to evening, if we only open our eyes, we will come across countless reminders from Allah Ta'ala. We look at the sunrise, we look at the sunset. We look at our breathing, how we eat. We look at so many different aspects of our life, and these things all indicate to us that there is someone higher. There is someone who is controlling this. This cannot be a system which is fabricated, a system, intangible system. This is a system created by someone higher, a higher authority, and this is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this guides us and this shows us that ourselves, we are created by someone. We are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ought to show our obedience and worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have only created humans and jinn. We have only created them so that they worship Allah and they worship one Allah alone. Respected brothers and elders, we receive these invitations daily from Allah. We receive these reminders, but it's up to us to accept these invitations. It's up to us to respond to them and to implement the outcome of this invitation. Like a person is invited to a meal. A person is invited to a meal and he sits half an hour, he sits reading the card, he sits reading the message. It's not going to benefit him as well. He's not going to achieve the purpose of the invitation until and unless he responds to the invitation. And that too, he has to respond to it in a manner ought to be responded to. If the invitation tells you that you need to be at this place at 5 o'clock and you go there at 7 o'clock, you're probably not going to achieve anything. Likewise, these invitations which Allah Ta'ala gives us, we have to respond to it and respond to it promptly. Secondly, when responding to these invitations, we have to respond to it over and above punctually. We have to respond to it with a full-hearted mind, full body and soul. The person attends a meeting, he applies for a job, he goes to for the interview, but during the interview he is playing with his phone, he is reading some book, some novel. Then this is showing disrespect to the person in front of you. This is showing disrespect to him. And you're not going to achieve the purpose. You're not going to fulfill your purpose of the meeting. So, when we receive these reminders from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to try our best to heed to the reminders in a way we ought to heed to it. One such reminder, respected brothers and elders, is the 5 times daily salah. The five times a day, the Mu'adhin calls out, Hayya ala salah. The Mu'adhin calls out, Hayya ala falah. He is calling us out to come to salah. Come to salah. But he doesn't stop there. He is not saying, come to some ritualistic action. Come and bow your head and go away. There's more to it. He says, Hayya ala falah. Come to success. Salah is not only a few bodily movements. There is more to it. This is the objective of our life. This is the success, the true success we ought to reach. And that is to worship and to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Mu'adhin calls us to salah. How do we respond to his call? How are we ought to respond to his call? Firstly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when the Mu'adhin calls out the adhan, and we hear the adhan, then we respond to his words. That means we show our respect to the call itself. When he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we repeat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, I'm not just giving this call a deaf ear. I'm paying attention to it. I'm giving it my heart. I'm listening to it. I'm giving it my time. So the first point in responding correctly is to appreciate the message. To show your appreciation, to show your respect to the message itself. When we hear the adhan, then we should try and stop our work. Try and stop our work if something is playing in the background, if we are talking. Listen to the adhan and listen to it with attention and respond to the adhan. And after the adhan, there's a dua. Rasulullah s.a.w. has taught us, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima ati Muhammadin al-wasila wa al-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan al-ladhi wa'atta. So we should learn this dua if we do not know it and practice upon this dua. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken it upon himself. He has said, whoever hears the adhan and responds to the adhan and then recites this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he has taken it upon himself on the day of Qiyamah to intercede for this person. And who does not require the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We all need the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know the condition of ourselves, of our own actions. We require the help and assistance of others. So Allah Ta'ala has given Rasulullah this ability to intercede on our behalf. And Rasulullah has said, if you do this, if you respond to the adhan, he will intercede for us. Then after hearing the adhan is a call which is calling us to perform salah at the masjid. Perform salah in jama'ah. And this is a very important part of our Islam. Of Islam is to join the congregation, not to be alone. Rasulullah has encouraged us to be part of a community, to be part of a jama'ah. And the salah, the daily salah, is a key step in this. 5 times a day we are getting to meet our brothers. We are getting to join with our Muslim brothers and to know them, to assist one another. So we should try our best to perform our salah in the jama'ah. And Rasulullah has said in a hadith, Salatul Jami' tazidu ala salati fi baytihi wa fi suqhi 25 daraja. If a person performing his salah in the masjid, a person performing salah in jama'ah, this adds to the value of his salah. His salah increases in value 25 times. In some hadith mentioned 27 times. So you're getting 27 times more reward by performing your salah in the masjid. Or for those who are unable to do it in a masjid, in a jama'ah, in a musalla, in a congregation. This is much better than reading salah alone or reading salah at your workplace. Then as we all know, a condition for salah, a precondition for salah is the wudu. The wudu is a purification of our body. But it's not only a purification of our outer body. We're not only washing our limbs, gargling our mouth. There's more to wudu. There's much more to wudu.
Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in a hadith, إذا توضى العبد المسلم فغسل وجهه خرج من وجهه كل خطيئة نظرة.
When a person washes his face while he's making wudu, besides cleansing the dirt of his face, he is removing the sins which he committed with the organs in his face, with the senses in his face. So during the day you might have listened to haram, you might have looked at haram. When a person makes wudu, this wudu is purifying his inside as well. The Rasulullah says, whatever haram he looked at, this wudu will remove the sin of that washing. So it's important for us when we are making wudu, we don't only wash the outward part of our body, but we consider and we reflect that our inward body is also being washed. And likewise, all our limbs, when we wash our arms, when we wash our hands, whatever wrongs we may have committed within our hands, Allah Ta'ala removes the sins. When we wash our feet, whatever sins we walk to, Allah Ta'ala removes these sins. Similarly, when we finish our wudu, there's a dua we're supposed to be reading. Rasulullah has taught us this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahirin. O Allah, make me from amongst those who are purified, they are externally purified, there's no dirt on their bodies, but also make me from amongst those who are tawwabin. Tawwabin refers to those who constantly repent to Allah. Again, we understand that Rasulullah is teaching us, the wudu is not only an outer purification, it's an inward purification as well. Make me from the tawwabin who purify themselves inwardly. When we make in wudu, it's important for us to perfect our wudu. Rasulullah once, whilst returning from a journey, he passed by some people who were making wudu, and their skin was shining because it was dry. The sun was shining on the skin and it was dry, so you can notice that it was not washed. Rasulullah reprimanded them and he told them, Asbighul wudu. When you're making wudu, make your wudu properly. Wash your limbs properly, correctly. And we know we're supposed to wash our limbs three times. Most of the limbs wash it three times. We should do this meticulously, and at the same time, this does not mean that we must waste water. Rasulullah would make wudu with less than a liter of water. We make wudu sometimes with 5 liters of water, but we still not washing ourselves correctly. So washing correctly does not mean we use extra water. Rather, it means you use the water correctly, rub your body properly, and ensure that everything is washed. Moving on, so we're discussing how to correctly respond to the call of the Muazzin, how to correctly answer this reminder from Allah Ta'ala every day that we are servants of Allah and we ought to be worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we attend the Salah, we should attend it punctually, meaning on time. So on time does not mean Salah starts 15, so at 12 or 4:14 we enter the masjid. Rather, we should be a few minutes early, we should come early, we should read our Sunnah Salah. The Sunnah Salah are a completion and a perfection to the Fard Salah. The Fard Salah is an obligation. Its obligation is something you're supposed to be doing. The Sunnah Salah is an added Salah which covers the gaps and covers the mistakes of the Fard Salah. And the Salah is not void of any reward. Rasulullah has, in a hadith, Allah has promised immense, excessive reward for a person who performs his Sunnah Salah. Rasulullah says in one hadith that person performs 12 rakats of Salah every day, those as a Sunnah Mu'akkada, Allah Ta'ala will build for him a palace in Jannah. These 12 Salah, it doesn't take a person more than probably 5 minutes of Salah. It's 2 rakats before Fajr Salah, 4 rakats before Zuhr Salah, 2 rakats after Zuhr Salah, 2 rakats after Maghrib Salah, and 2 rakats after Isha Salah. So these are 12 rakats which a person should perform. And when a person performs the salah, inshallah, Allah will build for him a palace in Jannah. So come early for salah and perform these sunnah salah, and these will help us focus in our salah. This will help us correct our mindset that I am performing salah, I am standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am standing before the King of all kings.
I need to give my heart and soul to the salah. And by coming a few minutes early, by sitting down, maybe reading some dhikr, one's mind gets conditioned and this assists one to concentrate in the salah. Then, respected elders and brothers, once we start our salah, we should understand that we are merely not doing a few actions, reciting a few words. The salah is more to it. The salah has more meaning to it. It has an inward meaning as well as an outward meaning. So when we are facing the Qibla, we are facing the Kaaba, the Baytullah. This is our physical body. With our physical body, we face the Kaaba. With our inward heart, where do we face? We face the Rabbul Kaaba. We face the Allah. Our heart should be with Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are now standing before the King of all kings. We cannot be thinking of worldly pursuits. We cannot be thinking of what I need to do after salah, or what I did before salah, or what I need to do tomorrow. Our mind has to be in our salah. And when we start our salah, the first thing we should say is Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar means Allah is the greatest. What is this? What does this mean? It means that I am standing before the greatest being I can ever be in front of. I am standing before Allah Rabbul Alameen. My work is inferior, it's something lowly. But Allah, I am standing now, I'm before the Lord of everything. I'm standing before Allah. If a person is standing before a king, and he starts playing with the pets on the floor, or the insects on the floor, or he starts playing with his fingers, this is disrespectful. Likewise, a person is standing before the Lord of the world, and his mind is somewhere else. His mind is at his workplace. His mind is at home. This is disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, we have to all make an effort, a constant effort, to rectify our salah, to perform salah with khushu and khudu. This means, one is performing salah with our body being in correct postures, and also our inward self being correctly. So ulama give three advices for a person to concentrate in salah. How should one concentrate in salah? Ulama give 3 points. The first point is one should constantly think of this that I need to protect my salah from outside thoughts. One needs to constantly think that I need to have khushu in my salah. From beginning to end, I need to protect my salah. The salah is a communication with Allah. I need to protect it and be at the utmost respect, I should have the utmost respect. This is the first point. Second point, Allah mentioned is one should think that I am standing before Allah. So the first point, I need to protect the salah. I need to protect the salah from outside influences. And the second point, I need to picture myself standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if I am looking at Allah and Allah is looking at me. And in reality, the salah is a communication between a slave and between his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to a person in the salah. And the third point Ulama mentioned is ponder over the meanings of the words, over the meanings of what we are reciting. So we are saying Allahu Akbar approximately 17 times. Surah Fatiha we are saying 17 times a day. We are saying Allahu Akbar hundreds of more times. Ponder over the meaning. I am saying Allah is the greatest. Only Allah can do. Only Allah can assist me. Ponder over the meanings of Surah Fatiha. Of Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Subhan Rabbil Azim. What am I saying? Think of the meaning. I am glorifying Allah. I am praising Allah. I am saying that all praise is due to Allah. What does this mean? This means that my achievements are nothing. My achievements in front of Allah are nothing. All praise is due completely to Allah. I may have done a successful transaction a few minutes before. I may have done a successful operation. But this, to the credit of this does not go to me, the credit of this goes to Allah and Allah alone. So we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world. Respected brothers, when we say this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to us. Allah ta'ala responds to us, He says, Hamidani Abdi. My servant has praised me. Allah acknowledges you. You praise Allah out of 1 billion people. You said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledges you and says, Hamidani Abdi. My servant has praised me. when you see Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala says, Athna Aliya Abdi, my servant has extolled me, he has praised me excessively. Then a person says, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Majjadani Abdi, my servant has glorified me. And finally, when a person says, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, till the end, Allah Ta'ala says, you have asked for Hidayah. You are saying, Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim, guide me to a straight path. Allah Ta'ala says, Li'abdi Ma Sa'al, Li'abdi Hadha Walahu Ma Sa'al. You will get this. You ask for guidance to the straight path, Allah will guide you to the straight path, and Allah will also answer your supplications. Allah will answer your du'as. So when we are reciting our Surah Fatiha daily, or when we are behind the Imam and the Imam is reciting and we are listening, then think of this. Think that Allah is responding to my call. Allah is responding to my prayer. Likewise, when a person goes into ruku, when a person goes into sajda, we are submitting our bodies, we are bodily, our outer figures, we are showing submission. We are showing that we are humble. We are putting the most magnificent part of our body, which is our head, on the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should ponder of this. We should think of what we are doing. We are not just doing an action. We are submitting ourselves. We are submitting ourselves before the Rabbul Alameen. And Allah ta'ala has said, Rasulullah has said in a hadith, that the closest point a person can get to Allah is when he is in sajda, when he is on the ground, when he is putting the most precious, the most important part of his body, the most honored part of his body, which is his face, is pointing it on the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the utmost submission, and this is the closest point a person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers, once again, to recap, we said in the beginning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set up countless of reminders and invitations for us to do good, to understand our purpose in this world, which is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him alone. And for us to take benefit from these reminders, we have to pay attention to them, we have to take heed of the message. For example, when the Muazzin gives the Azan, we give honor to the Azan, then we respond to his call, we come to the congregation for salah, we make our wudu meticulously and we do our wudu well. Then when we start our salah, we come early to the masjid, we read our sunnah salah, we said, which compensate for our faults in our false salah. And then we start our salah with our mind and soul as well as our body. So when we say Allahu Akbar, when we are raising our hands, we start in our salah physically, and we also program ourselves to face that my heart needs to be with Allah. My heart needs to be by the Lord of the worlds. When a person is reciting the words, he's reciting Surah Fatiha, he's reciting Tasbih and Tahmid of Allah, he should ponder over the meaning. When a person goes into ruku and sajda, he should ponder that I am submitting myself to the Lord of the worlds. I am at his command and I am worshipping him. And if we do this, if we concentrate, if build this concentration, this will assist us to obey Allah in the masjid and out of the masjid. This will assist us to obey Allah when we go into our workplaces, and when we are tempted to do some haram transaction, then this will remind us, just 5 minutes ago, you read salah, you were in front of Allah, now you are doing this, can you do this? This will protect us from doing sin. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us all the tawfiq of practicing. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, subhanAllah.